When Dee Crumpler stepped in to head the CDA in December 2015, the agency was missing 25% of its workforce. The group fields 911 calls and relays messages to first responders. Dispatchers work 12-hour shifts, and when they pick up the phone, lives could hang in the balance. It's a stressful job at the best of times. But this agency has been plagued with software problems that caused slow response times and led to the death of Deputy Chris Smith in 2014. Following years of controversy, Dee Crumpler says employee support is vital.
Just about every morning, an individual dispatcher will come up and say, "Hey, Dee, did you hear about this call and what happened on that call? Do you know what happened?" And trying to get some closure. And the agencies are doing, you know, a great job of really incorporating the CDA into the operations and are being sensitive to the needs of the dispatchers, because I think they're the critical link.
Crumpler has put in place counseling and mentoring programs to help manage stress and improve employee retention. Crumpler is still waiting for Motorola to update the agency's software systems. If changes aren't made by a June 20th deadline, Crumpler says they may have to drop Motorola. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.